10 seconds after that, you pause the video and at that point measure where each of the flies is. So you've got the markings on there. Any flies above 50, just call 50.
PhD student Katie Stubbs shows how the teenagers can carry out their own research into the possible causes of Alzheimer's disease with an experiment using flies. It's just one of many practical insights into science being offered to the college. Lindy Holden Dye is Professor of Neuroscience at Southampton.
We are engaged in a new way of doing science outreach. Over the last few years, a number of my colleagues and I have been into schools and colleges to talk about our research, to put on demonstrations, but we've gone in and we've left, and we've never really built a proper relationship. I think what we're trying to do here is actually build a collaboration with a local college that has a really good reputation in science, to get across our passion for science as a creative and imaginative subject.
Much work is underway at Southampton into diseases such as Alzheimer's. Dr. Amrit Mudder's taking part in the sessions at Peter Simmons College. She's pleased with the students' interest and enthusiasm.
What's really nice is that the questions that they ask are real questions that scientists now are trying to ask and answer on an international stage. So the makings of a scientist are there. They just have to get the degrees to get there. So what's very, very nice is they're not asking silly questions, they're asking questions that we really want to answer as well.
And university postgraduate Katie Stubbs enjoys combining her PhD studies with the outreach work.
Getting people at this sort of stage, at A-level stage, interested in science is very important. I don't think I got many opportunities to kind of see what was available to me as a scientist. And I think it's a great way to show people what they could achieve with their life if they choose a science career path.
It's all caught the imagination of the 16 and 17-year-olds who are embarking on their careers in science.
I think it's a great opportunity and that we're very lucky to have it, particularly being interested in neuroscience. This is the project for me. Working Alzheimer's is definitely the way I wanted to go.
A-levels at the moment, you're thinking perhaps of this as a career?
Yes, actually, I do hope to go into neuroscience. Actually into the research field, so having an opportunity to do a research project at this stage is amazing.
It's good. It's a good opportunity, I think, to see what the practical side of biology is like.
I think it's been really good, actually, because I wanted to extend a project. I didn't actually know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something biological, but obviously, you know, you need quite a lot of backup to do something, you know, this hands-on, and I think it's been really good.
Their biology teacher, Julian Foster, values this chance to offer practical research projects to his students.
Up till now, students have only really been able to do extended projects in which they are doing what you might call secondary research, where they have to look things up in books, research things on the internet, and write a report. They haven't been able to do anything in the laboratory because we haven't had the time, the resources, the sort of health and safety implications and the technical implications have just been too restrictive. But now with this collaboration with the university and their staff coming in to help us out and show us things, we can actually get students doing practical research projects, and as a sort of a bonus, they can actually write it up as an extended project and get a qualification out of it as well.
The collaboration has been made possible by a Wellcome Trust Society Award, aimed at enthusing young people about careers in biological science and improving scientific literacy.